And what is it that comes from the ocean? It has a shell on it, and you get them out. And sometimes they said they used to have a pearl in them.
What is them things? I got one of them in your name. Something that comes out of a shell.
Mm-hmm. Oysters? Do you eat oysters?
It could be oysters, but I don't eat them.
Okay. What about those things that make a noise around a pond at night? Croak, 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 or something like that. And the hop, you know.
Maybe. Grasshoppers?
Well,
It's not exactly grasshoppers.
Okay, those that croak, you know. Sometimes they say jugga-rum, jugga-rum, jugga-rum. You hear them out around the pond. Frogs, different kinds of frogs.
Frogs.
Uh-huh. What about the big ones? The biggest ones. Bullfrogs.
Bullfrogs.
Yeah. What about a little green one that you might see out in the garden? Frog.
They're frogs too.
What about a toad? Is that something different? Okay. And the things that people use for fish bait?
Worms.
Okay. And what other kinds of worms might you see out in the yard?
You see right smart of them, I tell you. Can these old fish bait worms, they're about that long.
Okay.
Telephone fish in the ceiling, a bunch of them. You had a bit of them back there.
Uh-huh.
They get in the ground and they ruin your garden and stuff. Eating around the roofs of them.
And is a terrapin, do you use the word terrapin to mean a turtle in here? What's the difference, or is it about the same?
I forgot to say in my life how they look, but I've heard of them.
Okay. And what about something that you may find in the little rivers or streams that swim backwards? Yep.
I don't know what that is.
You heard of crawfish or crawdads?
Crawfish.
Okay. And what
about you name it, I can tell you.
Sure. Well, when you don't see, you don't be around not around water.
I'm not around water.
Uh-huh. What about another seafood that people like to eat, and it's sort of curved shape and has a little shell on them, and you can buy them now in packages, and they're already dipped in batter. Shrimp, you ever use?
Mm-hmm.
You cook them?
Yeah, you can cook them.
What's that? How do you say that?
Shrimp.
What do you call that insect that flies around the light, maybe? And they always say they try to fly
in. No, they're not lightning bugs. Lightning bugs fly on the outside.
Yeah.
But lightning bugs, you know, they carry light.
We're right, flash on.
Mm-hmm.
And what about that one that sometimes eats wool?
That's moths.
Uh-huh. And
you use mothballs of them.
Right. Okay.
That's what we do now. We do that now. That's an old-timey rule. And our clothes we put up, mothballs in there. If you didn't, they'd eat them up.
Right. Well, do you use that word for that bug that flies around the light, too? You say, look at all those?
No, I don't.
Moths. You know, you talk about moths flying into lights.
I don't remember what you call them things, but they sure are bad if you open a dog one.
Okay, what about a candle fly? Have you ever heard
that? Oh, they're bad. Candle flies are bad if you can get in.
Yeah.
That lights, too.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They get in my porch out there. I kill a lot of them out there.
Okay. And
I think maybe of that bug up there sometime.
Yeah.
But,
what about an insect that you used to see around the water, ponds and streams out on the farm? It had a long, thin body and two pairs of wings, and it hovers around damp places, and they say it eats mosquitoes a lot. Sometimes people, you say they're a sign that snakes are around.
Mm-hmm. In the fall of the year, rattlesnakes are bad.
Yeah. Do you remember any kind of a bug or an insect that used to be around the ponds?
Not a mosquito, I know.
No, it's bigger than a mosquito.
Mm-hmm.